The agreement will be phased in over 4 years and will increase to a total of $1.45 per month by January of 2016 and go through 2025. It will allow Atlantic Gaslight to replace more than 750 miles of plastic pipe, which was installed between 1965 and the early 1980s. PSC Commissioner Bubba McDonald says replacing the aging pipe will continue to put Georgia ahead of many other states. And he says the amount customers will have to pay is small in comparison to ensuring the company's natural gas system is safe and reliable.
We've read and seen in the news media over time where a pipe explodes and whatever happens and lives are lost.
Meanwhile, consumer advocates like Georgia Watch say the agreement is an improvement from the initial proposal. But Georgia Watch Deputy Director Liz Coyle says it's concerned that Atlanta Gaslight and other utility companies are increasingly adding more charges to customer bills.
Utilities used to, when they had major capital expenses, put it into the rate base and people would pay for it over time over the life of those infrastructure investments. And more you see utilities saying, you know what, we want guaranteed certainty. People might no longer be in the state 5 or 10 years from now to benefit from this infrastructure, but we're going to get our money from them right now.
Atlanta Gaslight says a likelihood of plastic pipe bursting is low, and to date, there have been no reportable incidents involving the pipe. But the company says the pipe shows a tendency to have a higher leak rate than more modern pipe. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.